Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, am I calling Gifts Galore?
If that's the name associated with the charge on your statement. And can you provide your zip code so I may better assist you?
15219.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
Christopher Furcron.
Okay, so we do not have any accounts for Christopher Furcron in our database in the zip code of 15219. How can I help you today?
Well, no, it just, I mean, it says something about a payment call, and if I was wondering why they were asking for my credit card information, and it says if you have any problems, please call customer service with any concerns or questions, and it's a toll-free number, and I dialed it, and I have no idea who I called. It's just that you guys just say customer service. So, I mean, I don't
Right.
know.
Because we provide customer service for hundreds of different companies. Have you made a purchase as of yet?
Have I made a purchase? No.
Okay,
It
so what is
all
it that's
started.
being offered? What is it that's, what is being offered to you?
It says that a package was suspended. Use your code to track and receive it. And then it says schedule pickup. And when I click on schedule pickup, it takes me to your, shows me a picture, and my goodness.
Okay, well, I'll let you know what would happen if you make a purchase. You would, you may, I mean, I'm not sure about, you know, what happens further along in the process about the package, because I don't have the fine details about that. But I do know that in the terms and conditions of the offer, it does explain that, you know, by, you know, submitting your payment information, you are agreeing that you are going to be charged for the trial of our ebook subscription, giving you access to our wonderful library of digital ebooks, as well as you'll also be provided with a trial of the meal planning app and also possibly the fitness app as well. It's in the terms and conditions.
Okay,
and
it, I any terms or conditions anywhere. It's just, it's, I have a picture of a package, and then it says schedule your delivery, and then from there it switches to asking me for my credit card information.
Well, I mean, it's up to you whether or not you'd like to proceed, but if you do proceed and enter your payment information, you will be charged for the trial of the ebook subscription. You'll likely also get the meal planning app trial, the trial of the meal planning app, and then possibly the trial of the fitness app. But I typically only see the ebook trial and the meal planning app trial when customers place orders.
Okay, because, see, that was my whole thing. I hadn't placed an order. It was saying, I got an email saying that there was a package and it needed my information to be delivered. I don't remember ordering anything.
Right.
And then it goes, like I said, it goes from there, from the UPS thing, and when I click on it, it says, how do you want it delivered? I want it delivered during the week at home. And then from there, it says weekdays or weekends. And then from there, it just goes to confirm your 3 days. It's $1.95 for shipping costs. And then it asks me to enter my shipping costs. So that's where it switches over. And then it says at the top of the site, it says giftgaloreusa.com. And it's asking me for my credit card information, and I have no idea what Gifts Galore is.
Okay. Well, if you look at the very bottom of the page, you'll likely see where it has terms and conditions. It may be kind of small, but it'll be there. And that's where it explains the terms of the offer. But if you had a delivery...
There is no package at the post office then?
I mean, if you were not expecting the delivery of... I mean, if you got an email about it, I mean, there very well may be a package, but typically... If you have a package that is to be delivered to you, it's already the shipping has already been paid, and the mail carrier is going to deliver it to you whenever they deliver it to you. I mean, there's
asking me for my credit card information to pay $1.95.
Well, it sounds like you're not comfortable making that purchase. So, I mean, based on your level of comfort would be whether or not you would want to go ahead and proceed with that or not. So all I can say is I work for a very legitimate business, but if you make that purchase, what we're going to provide to you is the trial of the ebook subscription, and also you'll get a trial of the meal planning app and potentially a trial of the fitness app. Great products. We are a legitimate business, but it's up to you whether or not you'd like to proceed in regards to this package.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate your help, and thank you for explaining things to me, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. You're very welcome, and I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to customer service, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.